and we are predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, them he also called. Now, Lord, watch it. Whom he called, I'm still quoting that verse 30. Whom he called, what does he do? He justifies. And what is justification? See, church, listen. I have said this before because we took so much time for the past 1 month talking about this call of God, particularly our church members. But for the benefit of those just coming, because they are not here by accident, they are directed here by God. Nobody comes to Bride Assembly by accident. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody can come to Christ except the Father. We sent him, draw him, John 6:44. But he's telling us now, those that he, God, calling for redemption, those that he called, he does what? He justifies. What does it mean to justify? Church, listen. I know I hammered this maybe a week or two ago. Listen again. Those he called, he justifies. It means if he doesn't call you, he will not justify you. I don't know if I'm making any sense to somebody. What is justification? Justification is the process whereby you stand before God as if you have never sinned before. And it is a process. But it is a process that God does not reveal to everybody. He reveals it only to those that he himself called. That's what he said. Whom he called, he by himself justifies. What is justification? I repeat. Hallelujah. See, every human being has been condemned by the curse that was placed upon us through the sin in the Garden of Eden. We are separated. What separated Adam from God is his sin. What is separating every human being from the creator of the heavens and the earth is our sin. But he has a law for the remission of sin. The law says, without the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hallelujah. The blood for the remission of our sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. He shed that blood for our sins. When I say our, the Bible says for the whole world, but we know better. Although it says for the whole world, but we know the meaning of that language. Everybody cannot be saved. If everybody can be saved, then why is God calling some people and not calling some people? Because he said you can't be a Christian except he, God, makes you a Christian. That's time. You are not a Christian because you wanted to be a Christian. You know it.
Yes, sir.
According to that scripture.
Yes, sir.
You say, no, there was a day I was tired with life. And I just decided to give my life to Christ. No, he is the one that made you to be tired with life.
That's right.
So that you will find a way out. It is part of the Holy Ghost wooing you.
Yes, sir.
And he knows how to catch all his children that he has their names in the book of life.
Hallelujah.
There is a book of life for those hearing us. The Bible tells us all those that will be saved through the blood of Jesus, their names are written in the book of life. When did he write those names there? Before the foundation of the world. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Revelation chapter 17, also verse 8. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, verse 4. Before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. I am not going into that now. But whatever it is, hallelujah, all that, their names are written there. When it is time to arrest you, he knows how to arrest you. He's the one that does it. He can use sickness to arrest you. Incurable disease to arrest you. He can use frustration to arrest you. Sister, he can use late marriage to arrest you. He can use divorce to arrest you. He can turn you to a widow to arrest you. He can turn you to a widower to arrest you. He can make you poverty to arrest you. And he can use the prison yard to arrest some of us. The important thing is at the end, you are arrested. Hallelujah. And when he calls you, if he is the one that calls you, he will justify you. He will give you the correct revelation that will cause you to do an action that will make your sins to be remitted. And the process by which he justifies all of us is through water baptism. As you enter that water and you come out, every sin you have ever committed till that day is wiped away. You stand before God now ready for a relationship. That is the meaning of justification. And there is wrong baptism and there is the right baptism. Hallelujah. The formula for water baptism is in the Bible. Infant baptism is unscriptural. Sprinkling of water is unscriptural. It will not remit your sins. You see, if God is the one that calls you, he will make you to understand and you will correct any error you have been involved in. Because you have to understand the meaning of water baptism. Water baptism is dying with Christ, being buried with him, because he died, he was buried, on the third day he resurrected. That water must cover you like the grave covers somebody who is dead. And then you come out of the water again. That is for your justification. It is by immersion. And so every baptism in the Bible is by immersion. But the fallen church that has fallen away from the apostolic doctrine, they are the ones that baptize infant baptism. Because you can't trace that to the apostles. What is sprinkling? Can somebody die and you sprinkle sand and say you are buried him? It is part of the falling away. It's part of the falling away, brother, sister. And I'm not criticizing your church. Because there are some of you that love your church more than Jesus Christ. If I say anything against Jesus Christ, no problem. But if I say it against your Jew, you can assassinate me. You are an idol worshiper, you don't know it. Idol worshiper. No Jew died for you. No Jew can take you to heaven. No Jew can stop you from going to heaven. Hallelujah. How many people love the truth here? Okay, I'm talking to some people now. Put down your hand. Because if you don't like truth, you won't like this church. If you don't like truth, you will never like this church. Because this church, the foundation is truth. Praise the Lord. It's truth. If I am the one guilty, I will still preach it. There are some things when I preach, finish, when I reach house, my wife is here now. She will tell me, I know. Now yourself, if they preach that, I go say, Nami. Not true, Nami. I'm guilty of that thing. I am. Amen. The Bible describes the word of God as a two-edged sword. So as it pierce you, it pierce me too. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because me too, I want to go to heaven. So I won't use only one-edged sword. I will use two-edged sword. The unadulterated truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One thing I am confident about, church, is that even from this night, somebody will receive the Holy Ghost. That one is certain. Certain, sure, somebody here. All our prayers and fasting for the past 1 month can never be in vain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is that person that will receive the Holy Ghost? All these ones. All these ones. Stand up and shout the blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody. If you want the Holy Ghost, stand up and shout the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Sit down like children of the kingdom. I am certain, I am sure. We are not here to gamble to see whether something will happen. No, something must happen. Hallelujah. William Branham said, anytime you talk about the devil, he says Satan will come down. He said, and anytime you talk about the Holy Ghost, say the Holy Ghost will come down. We are talking about the Holy Ghost now. Hallelujah. There's a song in our hymn book that says, let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. More and more, talk about Him. Hallelujah. Anytime I'm in the presence of God. Oh, Sunday when we close and when we are going back home, my wife was feeling happy. I said, why are you so happy? He said, oh, it's wonderful to be in the presence of God. Some call it heaven. I call it home. Some call it dreaming. Let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the sky. Some call it heaven, but I call it home. Glory! Call it home, it's my home. I'm talking about the kingdom. Yes, sir. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is wrong baptism. Wrong baptism will never remit your sins. If you don't enter and do the correct water baptism, you will be casting out devils. You will be healing the sick. You will be speaking in tongues and seeing vision, but your sins still cover you. Many are called. Few are choosing. Those who are choosing, He justifies them. Correct water baptism. And you can do your water baptism by immersion and it may still be wrong. Because the formula is in Matthew 28 verse 19. Matthew 28 verse 19. Church, I am saying this because our water is ready. We are ready to take those that He has chosen to go for water baptism. Our baptismal pool is ready with water. Our baptismal gowns are ready. Our ministers have been on fasting for this purpose. We are ready to take them inside the water. Hallelujah. And there may be some here. Every member of this church has been justified. Am I correct? Can I see the hands of those who have been justified? So many. God bless you. Put down your hands. But there are some that may not have been baptized correctly. Matthew 28 verse 19 says we should baptize. He gave us the formula to baptize. He said baptize in a name for those hearing us for the first time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The ego is down. He don't come. Elijah, you see him? You see him?
There was a flash.
Thank you. You don't see him? Okay. Okay, Joe. You see him? The eagle is here now. Praise the Lord. It's here now. Hallelujah. We are to baptize in a name. Singular, one name. Go and baptize in the name, not names. Name, one name. That name is the name of the Father. He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. One name. It is the name of the Father, and it is the name of the Son, and it is the same name of the Holy Ghost. One name. Baptize in the name of the Father. Father is not the name. There is the name of the Father. Look for the name of the Father and baptize in that name. And of the Son. Son is not the name. Look for the name of the Son and baptize in that name. And of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is not the name. Look for the name of the Holy Ghost and baptize in that name. And the interesting thing is, the name of the Father he gave to the Son. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What is the name? Thank you. You know it. Clap for yourself. That is why every baptism in the Bible was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because Jesus, that name Jesus, the name Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. John 14:26 tells us that the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, which the Father will send in my name. The name that the Holy Ghost is coming by is the name of the Lord Jesus. Because Jesus is the name of the Son. But Jesus is also the name of the Father. Ha! They have used the doctrine of Trinity and confused you. Therefore, see, for emphasis, if they took you to a church and they baptize you by immersion, and they say, according to the Bible, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, according to Matthew 28 verse 19, and they put inside that water, wow, and bring you up. You have not yet baptized. To baptize in obedience to Matthew 28 verse 19, that tells you, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, is to be taken to the water, and the servant of God will baptize you according to Matthew 28 verse 19 in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They put you inside water and bring you out. You have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Let us pause. Any question? Put up your hand. Let me clarify it. I want to clarify it.